Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, September 3rd, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a slightly higher open, with S&P futures trading up close to 0.2% just before 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, U.S. treasuries are subdued, the dollar is flat to mixed. Commodities are mixed, with crude inching lower, while iron ore futures are steady in China. Cryptocurrencies are also steady. Markets awaiting this morning's release of August non-farm payrolls. Consensus is looking for a gain of 750,000 jobs, though some note downside risk following a weak ADP private payrolls. The data is seen as having a direct bearing on Fed's tapering discussions, with some concern about lagging progress on the jobs front. In political news overnight, Japan media reported Prime Minister Suga has bowed out of the LDP leadership race, effectively signaling his resignation as Prime Minister. The decision comes just after the LDP set its presidential election for the 29th of September, with campaigning to begin on the 17th. The field is said to be wide open, largely for a lack of candidates at present. Former Foreign Minister Kishida is the only person who has officially declared. Kishida has already begun to establish his policy platform, calling for an economic stimulus package to combat the coronavirus pandemic. Following a late rally, equity benchmarks in Japan closed sharply higher on Friday. The Nikkei finished up above 2% and the TOPIX up more than 1.5%. In macro data overnight, China Kaijin Services activity swung sharply into contraction territory last month amid the coronavirus outbreak. Lockdowns also dragged Australian construction activity and retail sales into contraction. Japan final PMI was down versus the preliminary read, and the RBNZ proposed tighter loan-to-value ratios in a bid to cool the mortgage lending market. In Europe, services PMI is in focus. The Eurozone final composite PMI was revised down to 59.0 versus a flash reading of 59.5. Survey compiler IHS Market highlighted that after accounting for seasonal factors, the outcome still signaled another considerable expansion. In the region, Eurozone retail sales is also due, but post this recording. On the U.S. data calendar, the previously mentioned non-farm payrolls, as well as August services PMI and August ISM non-manufacturing. In corporate news overnight, Business Insider reports Amazon is planning to launch its own branded TV as soon as October. In IPO news, Reuters reports Reddit is seeking to hire investment bankers for an IPO in New York. One source said that by the time the IPO takes place early next year, Reddit hopes it will be valued at more than $15 billion, with the article noting the company was valued at $10 billion in a private fundraising round last month. Also on the IPO front, Reuters, citing Nikkan Kogyo, reports that Kioxia is prioritizing a November IPO above a potential stock merger with Western Digital. Asian equities were mixed on Friday. Greater China stocks were lower, once again led by internet and IT stocks in Hong Kong. Japan outperformed, with Australia also finishing higher. Korea and Taiwan both higher on the back of semiconductor gains. Regional news was highlighted by the previously mentioned political news out of Japan. European equity markets have opened largely flat, with markets awaiting U.S. non-farm payroll data. In regional news, after today's close, Deutsche Börse will announce a ranking list for the German DAX, which is due to expand from 30 to 40 constituents. This will be the biggest overhaul of the index since it was established in the late 1980s. Manager Magazine says the 10 new members in the DAX are likely to be Airbus, Siemens Healthineers, Zalando, Sartorius, Symrise, Porsche, HelloFresh, Brenntag, Puma, and QIAGEN. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Friday, September 3rd, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.